Paper on Hinduism, Part J. Unity in variety is the plan of nature, and the Hindu has recognized it. Every other religion lays down certain fixed dogmas and tries to force society to adopt them. It places before society only one code which must fit Jack and John and Henry all alike. If it does not fit John and Henry, he must go without a coat to cover his body. The Hindus have discovered that the absolute can only be realized or thought of or stated through the relative and the images, crosses and crescents are simply so many symbols, so many pegs to hang spiritual ideas on. It is not that this help is necessary for everyone, but those that do not need it have no right to say that it is wrong, nor is it compulsory in Hinduism. One thing I must tell you, idolatry in India does not mean anything horrible. It is not the mother of harlots. On the other hand, it is the attempt of undeveloped minds to grasp high spiritual truths. The Hindus have their faults. They sometimes have their exceptions. But mark this, they are always for punishing their own bodies and never for cutting the throats of their neighbors. In the Hindu fanatic burns himself on the pyre, he never lights the fire on inquisition. And even this cannot be laid at the door of this religion any more than the burning of witches can be laid at the door of Christianity. To the Hindu, then, the whole world of religions is only a traveling, a coming up of different men and women through various conditions and circumstances to the same goal. Every religion is only evolving a God out of the material man, and the same God is the inspirer of all of them. Why, then, are there so many contradictions? They are only apparent, says the Hindu. The contradictions come from the same truth adapting itself to the varying circumstances of different natures. It is the same light coming through glasses of different colors. And these light variations are necessary for purposes of adaptation. But in the heart of everything, the same truth regions. The Lord has declared to the Hindu in his incarnation of as Krishna, "I am in every religion as the thread through a string of pearls." Wherever thou seest extraordinary holiness and extraordinary power raising and purifying humanity, know to that I am there, and that has been the result. I challenge the world to find throughout the whole system of Sanskrit philosophy any such expression as that the Hindu alone will be saved and not others, says Vyasa. We find perfect men even beyond the pale of our caste and creed. One thing more, how then can the Hindu, whose whole fabric of thought centers in God, believe in Buddhism, which is agnostic, or in Jainism, which is atheistic? The Buddhists or the Jains do not depend upon God, but the whole force of their religion is directed to the great central truth in every religion to evolve a good out of man. They have not seen the Father, but they have seen the Son, and he that hath seen the Son hath seen the Father also.